My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And thank you, Neil Diamond, for writing that great song. And thank you, Elvis Presley, for singing it. It is one of my all-time favorites. Most people don't know that song. So we are going to continue now with a special guest, Kelly Smithgall, who is a single mom of four teens. And she's a social media marketer and project manager and a very active person on social media. And in fact, that's how I met her, on social media. I often believe you can make amazing relationships both virtually and in real life if you really engage in social media. But let's continue our discussion about anger. And you were saying to me that on the break that you deal with anger differently depending on the situation. So you've got four teenagers. And in fact, sleep is very elusive, isn't it, Kelly?
That's correct.
One of the things as her friend that I often say to her is, go to sleep. And she often says to me, I can't. I have too much to do.
I can sleep when I'm dead.
That's actually a good response. I wish it were that simple. But as your friend, I do care about your health. And your kids care about your health. Mm-hmm. And your kids depend on you. So we're going to all have to get you to go to sleep when you should. In fact, I think we should enforce a curfew on you.
Right.
Don't you think that would be a good idea?
Yeah, so 2 a.m. then?
Yeah. Okay, as long as you sleep till about 9.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, we can dream. So have you ever dealt with anger issues yourself or anger issues with your kids?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, how do you deal with that?
It depends upon the situation. Sometimes I can just settle it down.
You told me also that there are times that you actually swear.
I do, yes.
So I'm looking at this sweet, gentle, innocent, little woman, and I'm going, you can say the F-bomb?
That is correct. And it's not like I'm a proponent of it, but, you know, my kids and I sometimes will get into it. You know, we cuss each other out.
And they'll swear at you, too?
Yeah, we cuss each other out. I'm not recommending it, but we cuss each other out, and then, boom, it's over. We never carry anything longer than a half an hour, maybe an hour tops. Then we're laughing about it, hugging it out, and we never carry anything
over. I was going to say, would you advise other parents that this is a good way to deal with the conflict in the home?
I'm not going to advise anyone to swear, but, you know, I do, and I'm going to be upfront and honest and say that's how sometimes we do it, and especially with my older teen boys, obviously. You know,
From what I understand, girls have just as much of a potty mouth as boys.
Well, at times my daughter can come out with a few things, too. But, you know, it's not like we do it all the time or, you know, out in public or whatever. It's just something that we do that it just gets it all out. And
so the lesson, though, the lesson and the thing that really actually impresses me, and I'm all serious now, you don't carry it.
Correct.
So that means you don't go to bed angry.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are able to do that as well.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so in my money, that's worth any amount of swearing whatsoever.
Yes.
If you can actually resolve whatever it is you're upset about before you go to bed. I've often found in my personal romantic relationships that women like to carry, this is my generalization, you can dispute it because you're obviously different, but that women like to carry their anger and hold on to it. I think it's really unhealthy. Do you have any thoughts about that as far as, you know, adult relationships?
No, definitely it is unhealthy. You should just get it over with and then move on. And, like, even the whole thing, couples really shouldn't go to bed angry. I don't think parents and children should go to bed angry because it's not worth it. Life's too short.
Well, I agree. And my boys and I think I explained to you earlier that I had an estrangement of sorts with my older son. And I consciously let this one go on because I felt he needed time to learn, and we were far apart because he's in Boston, and we made peace and rapprochement yesterday, and I initiated it. And you said something very wise to me when we talked about this. You said that you think that it is to some degree always the parents' responsibility or job to initiate the rapprochement or the clearing.
Yes.
Do you want to elaborate on that at all?
Yeah, I definitely feel like that. A lot of times, you know, even other parents I've spoke to, they wish that their children would come to them. And my personal thing is, if I know something is bothering them or there's even I feel a little tension, I will go to them. I'm not going to wait for them to come to me because a lot of times, at least with my children, I think it's a way of showing that I care. And they just, even though they know I care, they know I love them all the time, it's like always said. But I just think when things like that, I think it really means a lot when I actually just go up, you know, break the ice and, you know, we sit there and either have a conversation or, you know, I just listen to what they have to say.
My experience is every time I do that, mm-hmm. whether it's with a romantic partner, mm-hmm. a business associate, or my kids, every time I break the ice mm-hmm. of a conflict, I feel better. Mm-hmm. It's not easy sometimes, and sometimes you're really angry and you feel they owe you an apology, whomever mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. But every time I take the first step, I always feel better for it. So do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think it makes your child feel a lot better as well.
All right, I want to shift gears here. I got a call last night from a dear friend of mine who was almost crying because she had just been laid off. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, thankfully, not because of any failings on her part, mm-hmm. but because of the economy and some problems at the particular company she was with. And it just made me realize how everyone these days, more than ever, is concerned about money. You're a single mom. You have four teenagers. You work a home business. I would just like, in general, you know, what are you thinking these days about money, how you teach your kids about money, and your own thoughts about money? Do you have anything you'd like to share or offer or discuss on the general topic of money?
Well, I mean, in general, my children definitely know how to budget. I mean, when they go to the grocery store, a lot of times they help out. They'll run errands. They'll go grocery shopping. You know, they are given a certain amount. They know what to get. They're very conscious about how much, you know, and they never go over. They have my debit card. I give them my debit card if they need gas or whatever, and they're just very conscious.
And they've never abused it when
they've
you've done that.
They've never, ever abused it. And if they ever have it because they forget, they'll call me and they'll say, hey, Mom, is it okay if we do this with it? And I'll be like, oh, not this time. They're like, oh, cool.
You know, I get really poor mileage in my car. Could I have your debit card, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
I will abuse it, okay? I'm warning you right now.
No,
if you give me your debit
respectful.
Card, I won't be as honest as your kids. I've got a nefarious streak in me. You probably have no idea.
I actually have no idea.
Yeah,
that's
really interesting. But now, what you're all missing listening to this show on radio is Kelly has she thinks this is a television show because the use of her hands and her gestures are adding so much to at least my dialogue. So I want you to imagine not only a stunningly attractive, bright woman, but one that is very communicative with her body language, specifically her hands. Now, the only thing that concerns me, so back to anger, just really shifting again. Mm-hmm. You know, given that you like to use your hands, do you pack a mean punch?
I probably could if I needed to. Yeah,
I don't think it would be wise to mess with you.
No, not at all. And my daughter can definitely pack a mean punch given that she's got three
Well,
brothers.
You told me something that I just can't believe. First of all, a shout out to Paige. Okay, I understand you were the belle of the ball and you stood, 6'12" in her heels. And you described it. I don't remember what you said. What the heck? How tall was she in her heels?
In heels, she was 6'5", because she's 5'11", so she was very...
She's how old?
She's 15.
Oh, my gosh. That is just incredible. Well, I bet she really was a star at the homecoming. That had to be fun.
Yeah, she had a really, really good time.
And for you as a mom, seeing her so grown up, mm-hmm. was that just both touching and then also, again, that weird feeling we all have as we see these certain milestones that, my baby's growing up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had made her a promise that I wouldn't cry during pictures and in front of all of her
friends.
So
did you cry after you left her off?
No, I actually really didn't, but because I think I did it right before we left and right after she got her hair done. Of course, I tried to get all of that out. And and I think it was nice because one of her brothers, her older brother, got to see her and he was just astonished. Ryan was just astonished. And I think it's very difficult for Ryan and Evan, her older brothers, to see her growing up and looking like some of the girls that, you know.
No. She doesn't look like some of the girls. From the couple pictures you showed me, she looked like the it girl. And thank God Ryan and Evan are in her life because no guy is going to mess with
Absolutely.
Paige.
And even her little brother, Garrett, he's very on it. They're like always
She's got three
out.
Brothers mm-hmm. that are going to take good care
Absolutely.
Of Paige. So that also works the other way around, Paige. You choose the wrong guy, I don't think they're going to accept it. Is that correct? If she ever mm-hmm. went for a biker dude, don't you think that the boys and you would like...
They're going to have some say. They try to have say in what she wears already. So,
already? Yeah. Do you have any say in that?
You know what? She actually is she's a stylish dresser, so I don't really have any problems with it. I mean, maybe a couple of times the shorts are a little too short, but, you know.
And she's got a little bit of legs, doesn't
Just
she?
Just a little bit. So it's kind kind of hard for her to find these.
This is a volleyball playing family, from what I understand, and Ryan is the shorty of the bunch, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he is between 6'10 and 6'11. It just depends who measures him. Yes.
A little shout out to Ryan, too, who's still recovering from some minor surgery. And I wish you the best, Ryan. And someday I hope we get to meet. Same with the whole Smith Golf
clan. Absolutely. And then Evan and Garrett, they play beach volleyball, too. So, yeah, it's
very
really
exciting.
Good.
So all this stuff costs money, back to money.
Mm-hmm.
So are you always budgeting and kind of preparing for, I mean, the homecoming itself? Nowadays, the kids go to homecoming. They got to, in many cases, it's mm-hmm. going to happen probably more for prom.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's the bus that they have to pay for, the mm-hmm. party, the this, the that. It goes on and on and on. So again, how do you
absolutely.
Work that stuff? Are you aware of what's coming down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. And I really try to save. And there's sometimes we can't like full on go all out, like say with Paige, you know, like for instance, this year she bought her own homecoming ticket. You know, I didn't even ask. She just went online and bought her own homecoming ticket.
From money that she had saved?
From gifts and birthday gifts, because she's a very good budgeter. And, you know, my mom was a doll and paid for her to get her hair styled.
So it was a true
nice.
Family effort.
It was a true family effort, absolutely. We were like a really tight unit, so.
Very, very, very cool. You know, it is funny because when I went to high school, which mm-hmm. was, of course, decades before you went to high school, we didn't have to pay for any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the cost of sending a kid to school was mm-hmm. so little. Now, the sports all involve extra costs that you never had
mm-hmm.
to pay.
Absolutely.
You've got all your kids doing sports. Mm-hmm. So there's travel expenses. There's equipment. There's uniforms. Do you have to pay for uniforms?
Yes.
Yeah,
we
never had to pay for uniforms.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Okay, so it's insane. So the whole budgeting as a single mom or single dad for that matter, or as a couple, makes no difference. It's just very, very important. So I get angry about the fact that the government shut down and causes us to have all these money things. How's that for tying up every single topic, including homecoming, one sentence? We are nearly out of time. I think, Kelly, we should devote a whole show to you and your family. I am
absolutely.
Hereby inviting all four kids to come up to Santa Barbara, and we'll do a segment per kid.
Ooh.
If they're up for it.
Because
I have to record from some shows for my absence in December. So if you want to get the clan to do that, we'll try to figure it out if Richard, our producer, can do it. In the meantime, where can our listeners find you, Kelly Smith Gall?
You can find me on all social media channels at Kelly Smith Gall.
And that's S like Salen. And we'll be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Talk.
Of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.